This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Kevin Kniestad, and it might be kind of a shock to the system to many of you out there to hear a different voice on the air on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. for The Art of Jazz other than Ken Wiley. Ken, for the first time in about 20 years, taking his first Sunday off for The Art of Jazz. He'll be off this Sunday and next Sunday, and I say good for Ken. He's doing just fine and decided... after 20 years of making it every single Sunday into the radio station for The Art of Jazz, time to get out before the summer's gone and get out there and enjoy the sunshine. And I say good for you, Ken. And a real treat for me to be able to host this show, as so rare that Ken ever takes a Sunday off. But also it allows me to host one of the few remaining shows that I haven't hosted here on KPLU. I've hosted just about every other show in one form or another as a fill-in or just the standard host. And I get not only to fill in on one of the great shows here on KPLU, The Art of Jazz, but I also get access to Ken Wiley's just amazing, amazing record collection. So kind of a holiday for me, if you will. We're going to start off The Art of Jazz today. Hot Lips Page, 1944 Savoy Records. Hot Lips on vocal and trumpet.
My woman's hauling murder. kiss my hand. My woman's hollering murder, and I ain't even raised my hand. Every time she sees me evil, Lord, she will call the man. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Yes, I love you, baby. Love you, and I always will. Love you harder, baby, than a mule can kick on a slippery hill.
A juice head, baby. Ooh, she's drunk all the time. I got a juice head, baby. Ooh, she's drunk all the time. She can't get no liquor. Ooh, she almost flipped out her mind. Drink whiskey like water, drink gin like lemonade. Drink whiskey like water, drink gin like lemonade. Make me cut out and go to work early, and almost flip out of mine. I worry when she's loud and rowdy, I worry when she's quiet. getting darned expensive, keeping up this whiskey diet. Took it to a doctor, and this is what he said. Ain't no pills gonna help her. She's a natural juice head. I got those juice head blues. Blue as I can be.
Jimmy Lunsford there, 1936, leading the band. Tune written by Cy Oliver, also arranging that. Alto saxophone, Willie Smith. Trumpet, Paul Webster. Tune there for Dancers Only, Decca Recordings, 1936. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Charlie Barnett, 1946, Art Roby Saxon vocals for the Juicehead Blues on Apollo Records. And started off the Art of Jazz this afternoon with Hot Lips, Page 2 Blues to start off the afternoon, 1944. Hot Lips on vocal and trumpet. Savoy Records for Lips Blues. I'm Kevin Kniestead, in for Ken Wiley. Ken enjoying the sunshine the next couple of Sundays after taking his first Art of Jazz program off in about 20 years. So good for you, Ken. We've got Mead Lux Lewis up now, 1937, solo piano for Victor Recordings. Here's the Honky Tonk Train Blues on the Art of Jazz. Thank you.
Flamingo, like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and a love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker with the string section there, Bird from 1949 for Mercury, Verna Duke composition April in Paris on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Duke Ellington, 1940 before that, song called Flamingo, and featured Herb Jeffries on vocals, Johnny Hodges on the alto saxophone for Victor. Andre Previn, 1947 for RCA Victor, a tune called Hallelujah, Al Viola on the guitar, and Lloyd Pratt on string bass, and start out the set, Meat Lux Lewis back in 1937, solo piano for the Honky Tonk Train Blues, also recorded for Victor. I'm Kevin Kniestead in for Ken Wiley. This is the Art of Jazz. Ken enjoying the sunshine for the next couple of weekends, and deservedly so. 20 years without missing a single Sunday afternoon, and I get the opportunity to come in here and go through his really amazing jazz collection. Support for KPLU comes from
the Chateau San Michel Summer Concert Series, presenting John Prine with special guest Ani DeFranco, this Friday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale through Ticketmaster and at the Chateau San Michel Wine Shop. More at wineryconcerts.com.
Well, speaking of being out and enjoying the sunshine, in addition to jazz, one of my big passions personally is baseball. And it's been a rough year here in the Pacific Northwest if you're a baseball fan. The Mariners just a few weeks away from wrapping up kind of a tough season. But it's still just one of those great games to watch. Count Basie up now. This is from 1949. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball on KPLU?
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
From his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanello, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Did he hit it? Yes, and that ain't all. He's so wrong.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Is real God. Jackie is a real God
guy. Hey!
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
The Ink Spots. If I Didn't Care, on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, written by Jack Lawrence, 1939 for Decca. Before that, Lenny Tristano, 1949 at the piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, Harold Gronowski on drums for Yesterday, written by Jerome Kearns for Capitol Records. And started the set off for all the baseball fans out there. Count Basie, 1949, tune written by Taps Miller and other members of the band. Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? And, of course, Jackie Robinson, known for breaking the color barrier in baseball on April 15th, 1947. Jackie Robinson was also known for his involvement in civil rights and actually, as it relates to jazz, he was inspired by the March on Washington, and in 1963, he and his wife Rachel organized a jazz concert on the lawn of their home in Connecticut to raise bail money for jailed civil rights protesters, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And that first concert, one of many that they did, had greats like Duke Ellington, Joe Williams, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Dizzy Gillespie all there, and it became an annual tradition on Jackie Robinson's lawn. 1949, Count Basie, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? I'm Kevin Kniestead. Art Tatum. Two from Art Tatum coming up next. 1944, Art Tatum at the piano. And After You've Gone on KPLU. Thank you. Great classic, West End Blues, Louis Armstrong and his Hot 5, 1928, on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Before that, two from Art Tatum, Deep Purple, and we heard After You've Gone, both recorded in 1944, Art Tatum at the piano, Slam Stewart on the bass, Tiny Grimes on guitar. Deep Purple, written by Peter DeRose, and After You've Gone by Turner Layton, both for Brunswick Records. I'm Kevin Kniestead. This is The Art of Jazz. Ken Wiley with a very deserving two Sundays off. This is the first of two that Ken will be off. And Ken out enjoying the sunshine. His first Sunday off in about 20 years. Real fortunate. I feel real fortunate to be in here and hosting The Art of Jazz, not only because it's a great program to host, but also I get to go through all of Ken's records and just pick out some really, really good stuff. I'm Kevin Kniestead. Coming up next, 1952 for Capitol Records, Nat Cole, piano and vocals. This is Somewhere Along the Way on The Art of Jazz.
I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night I start remembering everything. You're gone and yet There's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way.
Thank you. against Eva, and you sure define happiness. And I get all those things you love the best. Oh, gee, I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond ring, bracelet of you sell, you my baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well I love you, baby, but I can't give you anything but love.
Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra from 1940. Joe Sullivan at the piano. A couple of tunes there from Joe Sullivan and his Cafe Society Orchestra. We heard Lady Be Good, and I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Lady Be Good, Ed Henderson on the trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone. Before that, as I mentioned, I Can't Give You Anything But Love featured Joe Turner on the vocals, 1940. Tune written by Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields. Before that, we heard from Gus Arnheim and his orchestra, Hollywood 1932, One More Time. And Gus Arnheim was kind of a launching pad for a lot of great performers' careers, most famously Bing Crosby, but a lot of other great jazz musicians who got their start with that band included Woody Herman, Stan Kenton, Art Pepper, and many, many more. And Nat Cole starting things off in that set. 1952 piano and vocals with Somewhere Along the Way for Capitol Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Kevin Kniestead in for Ken Wiley. Ken's first Sunday off in about 20 years, and he deserves it. Out enjoying the sunshine on this beautiful Sunday, and Ken will be back in a couple of Sundays, but he did leave his wonderful record collection at our disposal, and I've had a lot of fun through this first hour going through all of Ken's stuff, and going to keep doing it with Jelly Roll Morton right now, 1939, Mamie's Blues.
This is the first blues I have no doubt heard in my life. Mamie Desdoom, this was her favorite blues. She hardly could play anything else more, but she really could play this number. Of course, to get in on it, to try to learn it, I made myself the can rusher. 219 done took my baby away. Took my babe away. Seventeen, bring her back someday. 2:00 on the corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet was wet. 2:00 on the corner with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met, if you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. I want to feed that hungry man of mine.
Here we are now with an original. This one is entitled Sunny Moon for Two.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great Sonny Rollins there, too, from Sonny. Both recorded live at the Village Vanguard, 1957 for Blue Note Records. That last one there, I Can't Get Started, written by Vernon Duke, featuring Elvin Jones on the drums. And it led it off with Sunny Moon for Two, written by Sonny Rollins. Wilbur Ware on the string bass, again, Sonny Rollins live at the Village Vanguard, tenor saxophone 1957 for Blue Note Records. Jelly Roll Morton starting off the hour with Mamie's Blues, 1939. Jelly Roll Morton, piano and vocals. I'm Kevin Kinney-Easted in for Ken Wiley for the Art of Jazz. Ken taking a couple Sundays off. His first Sunday off in 20 years, so I think the guy deserves it. He'll be back in a couple of Sundays. In the meantime, we get to keep going through his great record collection. Support for KPLU comes from
Creative Business Futures, facilitating organizational transformation through leadership development and team building. Clients include Seattle's Pike Place Fish Market. Info at bizfutures.com.
Two songs now from a group called the Porteña Jazz Band from Argentina. This was recorded, these both were recorded back in 1969 for Trova Records. Started off with Whatcha Call 'em Blues on KPLU's Art of Jazz.
Thank you.
the Porteña Jazz Band, recorded in Argentina, 1969. That's the Henderson Stomp you just heard there, written by Fletcher Henderson. Started it off from the Porteña Jazz Band with Whatchacallem Blues, composed by Steve Roberts, both for Trova Records, both recorded in Argentina, 1969. I'm Kevin Kniestead, in for Ken Wiley. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. 1978, we'll find two fine pianists up now. And in 1978, pianist Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock had really spent many years playing electric keyboards, and many people thought they would just always specialize in fusion music from there on out. And in 1978, the two got together for just an absolutely beautiful acoustic duet tour. 1978 now, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, both at the pianos for Columbia, recorded in San Francisco. This is Liza on KPLU. Thank you. Teddy Wilson Sextet, 1945 there. Teddy at the piano, and great group, including Buck Clayton on trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, J.C. Hurd on drums. That's Blues 2, 1945 for MusicCraft on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Before that, two fine jazz pianists whom, as I mentioned, many fans convinced that it was going to be electric keyboards and fusion jazz from there on out at 1978, but they surprised a lot of their fans by getting together for an acoustic duet tour. And we heard Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea live in San Francisco, 1978, for the Gershwin composition Liza. I'm Kevin Kniestead, in for Ken Wiley. Ken taking a couple Sundays off, I've mentioned throughout the program. First Sunday off for Ken Wiley in about 20 years, and so not only a real privilege for me to be able to sit in on this show, but also a real privilege to go through Ken's music collection and bring you some really fun jazz this afternoon here on The Art of Jazz. Two from Chris Connor up now, 1954, Ellis Larkins at the piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Beverly Pierre bass, and Yip Harsberg joining him. This is What Is There to Say, Vernon Duke composition on The Art of Jazz on KPLU.
What is there to say, and what is there to do? The thrill I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? I knew in a moment contentment at home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your wonders are quite unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. You are so lovable, so you're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you. Shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? Why shouldn't I know of love. Why wait around when each age has a sage who has found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of. It must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure when day is done that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed, and then you'll be kissed again. So I feel that it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? But from knowing secondhand what I do of it, I feel certain I could stand a closer view of it. So I feel that it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I?
Thank you.
Two there from Duke Ellington, 1939, for Columbia Records. That tune right there called Grievin'. Johnny Hodges on alto, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone. Written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Before that, Tootin' Through the Roof, 1939 as well, written by Duke Ellington. Nice little cornet versus trumpet battle on there. Rex Stewart versus Cootie Williams. Also Harry Carney in there. Cootie Williams on trumpet, as I mentioned. Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone. Tootin' Through the Roof, Duke Ellington, 1939. I'm Kevin Kniestead. We also heard from two from Chris Connor. Beautiful stuff. Why Shouldn't I? Written by Cole Porter. And 1954 before that, What Is There to Say? Written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. And Yip Harburg, of course, wrote the lyrics to just a ton of standards, including Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, April in Paris, It's Only a Paper Moon, and as well as all of the songs in The Wizard of Oz, including Over the Rainbow. Wonderful lyricist. I'm Kevin Kniestead. You're listening to The Art of Jazz on 88.5 KPLU. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center, where physicians and scientists are committed to treating today's health problems and researching tomorrow's cures. Online at virginiamason.org.
The Newport Jazz Festival, not only known for bringing in great acts and just being a great festival in general, but so many historic performances there from so many great jazz musicians. We're going to go to the Newport Jazz Festival, 1957 now, and Count Basie welcomes back to the band for this concert, Lester Young. We'll hear Lester on this tune, also Illinois Jacquette and Roy Eldridge, the great 1 o'clock jump on 88.5 KPLU. And that is how you do it. Count Basie, live at Newport, recorded July 7th, 1957 for Verve Records, welcoming back to the band Lester Young. You also heard Illinois Jacquette and Roy Eldridge, and just one tight big band. 1957, 1 o'clock jump on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. I'm Kevin Kniest at In for Ken Wiley. Gosh, that's just how it's done right there. Count Basie. You're listening to The Art of Jazz on 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Again, you're listening to The Art of Jazz. Ken Wiley taking his first Sunday off in about 20 years, I believe is what he told me. And, deserves it, and Ken out there, I know, sitting out enjoying some sunshine right about now. Ken will be back in a couple of Sundays at his usual post, but in the meantime, I get to have full access to his great record collection and have about another hour to bring you a lot more great jazz. Starting things off this hour, the Buck Hill Quartet, 1978 for Steeplechase Records. This is Olio on The Art of Jazz on KPLU. We'll be right back. Not bad for a mailman. Buck Hill, the Buck Hill Quartet, 1978 recording. I say that because Buck Hill received some fame in the 70s for being a mailman who also happened to play tenor. He actually did begin playing professionally in 1943, but he always had a day job in Washington, D.C. Recorded with Charlie Byrd in 1958 and 1959, but waited until the late 70s before getting his own dates. Buck Hill Quartet, 1978, two tunes from Buck Hill, just heard Yesterday's, written by Jerome Kern. Before that, the Buck Hill Quartet, a tune written by Sonny Rollins, Oldio, 1978, Kenny Barron, piano, Buster Williams on the bass, Billy Hart on drums for Steeplechase Records. You're listening to The Art of Jazz on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. I'm Kevin Kniest, sitting in for Ken Wiley. Ken Wiley, been hosting the program for about 30 years. He's only missed one show before this, about 20 or so years ago, And it's been 20 years since he took his last Sunday off. And Ken decided to go out and catch a few rays, get some sunshine, and he deserves it. I get to go through his record collection and have some fun with you this Sunday afternoon. Ken will be back in a couple of Sundays. Three from Joe Turner up next. Joe Turner, the pianist, not the singer, from 1976, solo piano now. Joe Turner on The Art of Jazz on KPLU. Thank you. 3 from Joe Turner on the piano, endlessly confused with the singer Big Joe Turner. That's Joe Turner at the piano. The last one there called The Ladder. Before that, we heard I Know That You Know and Effervescence, Fats Waller tune to start off that set of three from pianist Joe Turner, all recorded in 1976, all on solo piano. You're listening to The Art of Jazz on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Another set of three up now. I'm Kevin Kniestad, sitting in for Ken Wiley this Sunday. Ken will be back in a couple of Sundays. Set of three now from Onita O'Day and the Nat Cole Trio, all recorded in Los Angeles, 1944, from McGregor. Started off Onita O'Day, the Nat King Cole Trio, Ain't Misbehavin' on KPLU.
No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner, up in a corner, he don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. And misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to walk with, by myself. No one to talk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. Through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner, up in a corner, he don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by. A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I, when we're alone. From all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits, we'll be in truth when we're alone. For we'll view life's mad pattern as we view all Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living just as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. Thank you. view life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan, then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse, we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive. In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone. Look down, look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and greet your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Three from Anita O'Day and the Nat Cole Trio, recorded in Los Angeles, 1944. That tune there, The Lonesome Road. Before that, Penthouse Serenade by Will Jackson and Val Burton. And Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving, starting off that set of three. Nat Cole at the piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, Johnny Miller on bass, and of course Anita O'Day on vocals. You're listening to The Art of Jazz on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. I'm Kevin Kniestad, sitting in for Ken Wiley, who is out enjoying the sunshine somewhere, no doubt, on this first Sunday he's taken off in about 20 years, and I'm sure he's out there catching a few rays and enjoying himself. We're going to spend the last 20 minutes or so of the program dedicated to bands led by the drummer, George Wetling's jazz band, 1951 now. This is Indiana. Thank you. Four tracks there from George Wetling's jazz band, all recorded in 1951. George Wetling leading the band on the drums. Wild Bill Davidson on cornet. Cuddy Cutshaw on trombone. Edmund Hall on clarinet. Ralph Sutton on piano. Eddie Condon on guitar. Bob Casey on the string bass. And as I mentioned, George Wetling leading the band on drums. 1951 for Columbia Records. That was the Memphis Blues, written by W.C. Handy. Before that, A Good Man Is Hard to Find. We heard Harold Arlen's As Long As I Live and started things off that set of four from George Wetling with Indiana. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center in Renton, where medical oncologists work side-by-side with naturopathic oncologists, acupuncturists, and counselors. Info on this integrative patient-centered approach to cancer care at seattlecancerwellness.com.
I'm Kevin Kniestead. It's been a lot of fun sitting in for Ken Wiley, and as I mentioned before, we'll finish the program dedicated to bands led by drummers, and it continues here. Shelley Mann and his septet, Chicago 1951. This is All of Me on KPLU.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Take all. Are you blind? I'm nowhere without you. Take my lips, take my heart, take my babu doobie. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Now you took the best, so why not take the rest? Baby, take all of me.
Thank you.
Two there from Shelly Mann and his septet, recorded in 1951. Shelly Mann leading the gang on the drums, Conti Candoli on trumpet, Bill Russo trombone, Art Pepper alto saxophone, Bob Cooper tenor, Gene Esposito on piano, Don Bagley string bass, and a tune there called The Count on Rush Street. Before that, Shelly Mann on vocals as well for All of Me. Also recorded in 1951. I'm Kevin Kniestedt. It has been a lot of fun sitting in for Ken Wiley today. As I mentioned, he's taking his first Sunday off in about 20 years and out there enjoying the sunshine somewhere, no doubt. Nick Francis, our music director, will be in for Ken Wiley next Sunday, and then Ken Wiley returns the weekend after that. Thanks so much for all the nice telephone calls. And as Ken would say, thanks for being out there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.
Yeah.